It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. Now, what's the latest on casting a ballot in Wisconsin's midterm elections on November 8th? Our guests are here to answer your questions this morning at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Shantae Nelson is the co-director of States for All Voting is Local, a nonpartisan organization concerned with protecting voting rights and ballot access. Shantae, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Also joining us, Anjali Basin, Civic Engagement Director for Wisconsin Conservation Voices. Anjali leads a voter registration project prioritizing communities of color and works with a Native Vote program. Anjali, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Shantae, I'm going to start with you. We are now less than 2 weeks away from Election Day. And how is your group preparing voters?
Oh my, we are working very diligently with many of our state partners to really get the information out to voters. There have been a lot of changes within voting laws, which I know we'll get into, and just the voting process within Wisconsin. And so we're working very diligently to push individuals out to early voting, which began yesterday.
And what are some of the big questions that voters are asking you, Shantae?
Mostly they're asking about absentee ballots and how to return those absentee ballots. That's been a lot of questions that I've run into specifically, or individuals with in AVO have gotten from voters, because of course we know that we no longer have the use of drop boxes in Wisconsin. And so we've been very diligently to ensure that voters understand how to return their ballot and how to allow their witness to also participate in completing that ballot envelope so that that vote can be counted.
Mm-hmm. Anjali Basin, with your work with the Wisconsin Conservation Voices, you've been getting out the vote among Native Americans in Wisconsin. What are some of the barriers you found to voting that tribal members face?
So I think some of the barriers to voting for tribal members are historic and systemic. One thing that we see regularly is there is a requirement for voter registration to use a home address when we're out on the reservations. Oftentimes people have fire addresses opposed to traditional U.S. Postal Service addresses. And for many folks, they get their mail sent to them at P.O. boxes. And so, you know, and just in the last 2 weeks, I've been at the doors of three different individuals who wanted to register to vote. All of their mail is going to a P.O. box. And, you know, we're in a mad scramble to try and find a piece of mail that has their address on it so we can get their voter registration filled out up to date and complete.
I hadn't even considered that a fire address might not be a valid address for voter registration.
P.O. boxes are not PO considered
are
valid.
Not. So yep. Then if you were getting your mail from a P.O. box, then finding some piece of mail that would prove your actual home address might not be might be difficult.
That's exactly right.
That's Anjali Basin, Civic Engagement Director with Wisconsin Conservation Voices. Also joining us, Shantae Nelson. And Shantae, you developed and co-led the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition to ensure access to the ballot. Anjali and her group are members of that coalition. So what recent changes to the election process will affect how people vote in the coming midterms?
Some of the changes, and before I go into the changes, I want to be clear, myself and Anjali actually co-led that. So you actually have both co-leaders on the call.
Awesome.
This morning. So that's a great thing. So thank you for that. But some of the changes that have led to, you know, led up to this time of voting, of course, I stated just not being able to use drop boxes being one change. The other change is clerks not having a real clear process, or not being able, if you will, to actually cure ballots, right? So to be able to, historically within Wisconsin, like I've done it before, I'm quite sure so many Wisconsinites have done it before, where we have filled out a piece of mail, put our address on there, and maybe we put, when I lived in Milwaukee, I would say MKE, and then I put my zip code and leave off Wisconsin. Well, now if that Wisconsin is off, that particular ballot can't be completed or filled in by a clerk to say, hey, we know that it's the city and we know that it's the zip code. We absolutely know that it's Wisconsin. And so we are encouraging voters all across the state to, of course, complete your ballot, follow the instructions on completing it in the presence of a witness, and then have that witness to sign as well as provide their full address. So that is street number, that is city, state, and zip code on that ballot envelope before you return it back to your clerk's office.
And that is because a judge ruled, I believe last month, that election clerks cannot fill in missing information, even when it is obvious and self-evident on witness certification envelopes that contain absentee ballots. Do we know if those ballots will then be spoiled or considered not counted if they are incomplete and not filled in?
No, I think. I know what the process is supposed to be, and I do believe that our clerks are working very diligently to follow that process. That process includes, once a clerk finds, retrieves a ballot and it does not have the appropriate information, that clerk should reach out to the voter to try to see if that voter could make that correction on that particular ballot envelope. In the event that the clerk is not able to get that voter to make that correction in time, there is a possibility that that ballot may not be counted within this upcoming election.
And Anjali, I apologize for missing out. You're the other co-chair of the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition here, and I want to know from you how you convey these new rules about voting in Wisconsin in ways that doesn't discourage anybody from getting out and voting in Wisconsin.
That's a really good question and really important. I think one of the things we've been really trying to emphasize is encouraging voters, when they're filling out their absentee ballots, to read the instructions and fill them out accordingly, and to make sure they're filling out all of the different pieces, and just really emphasizing that to be clear and careful and conscientious.
That's Anjali Basine, Civic Engagement Director for Wisconsin Conservation Voices. Also joining us, Shantae Nelson, strategist with the Voting Focus nonpartisan group, All Voting is Local. And if you have questions about Election Day, now less than 2 weeks away, our guests are here to help answer them at 1-800-642-1234. What do you want to know about casting your ballot or helping others do that if they are in need? 1-800-642-1234. Email available, ideas@wpr.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This is The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn. And in July, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court banned unstaffed ballot drop boxes. In August, a federal judge blocked the Wisconsin Elections Commission from requiring voters with disabilities to cast their ballots without any help. Last month, the Waukesha County judge banned election clerks from filling in any information on witness certification envelopes. So, what do you want to know about casting your ballot in Wisconsin before the polls close at 8 p.m. on November 8th? 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. Our guest, Anjali Basine, is Civic Engagement Director for Wisconsin Conservation Voices, and Shantae Nelson is strategist with the voting-focused nonpartisan group All Voting is Local. And Shantae, you mentioned before the new rules, and we've been talking about those, but also about the election officials. How are you helping election officials implement these new election rules or wade through them?
So basically what we're focused on, particularly leading up to the election, is ensuring that voters understand what their rights are. And I know that part of the understanding, or the misunderstanding, if you will, is that those who are voters and they have a disability cannot receive assistance when they are returning their absentee ballot. According to federal law, they can receive assistance. If a person has a disability and they need to receive return assistance with their absentee ballot, they can receive that assistance. As it relates to election officials, clerks, things of that nature, we are simply allowing them to do their jobs. It's 2 weeks before an election, pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. So yesterday made 2 weeks. And so what we're doing is we have really focused on trying to ensure that voters understand what they should do, how they should return their ballot, where their early voting sites are, how to engage with the myvote.wi.gov site to determine where they actually go vote or where their early voting site is or where their clerk may be. And so that's been a lot of our focus, really looking at how we educate voters so that they can have accessibility to the voting booth, because that is part of their constitutional right.
And Anjali, Wisconsin Conservation Voices started knocking on doors and registering voters this summer. How have you found voters as you reach them at their doors? How engaged are they as the election day nears?
Well, as many of us in Wisconsin are in the summer, where we are focused on the warm weather and being outside. So understandably, in August, it was really a lot of initial conversations. As we're getting closer to the election, we see an increase in enthusiasm and engagement. And as we all know in Wisconsin, we often have very high voter turnout, historically high voter turnout, so which we also saw in the August primary. So we are excited to be going into this last push and talking to voters and working with them to make sure they have the information they need to cast their ballot.
Do we know if registering people to vote before Election Day actually increases their likelihood of casting a ballot?
We do know that registering folks in advance does increase their likelihood to cast a ballot. We also know helping voters make a plan to vote ahead of Election Day, you know, just being at the door and helping folks think through what time, when, where they're going to go vote increases their likelihood to vote.
And you are able in Wisconsin to register to vote all the way up until Election Day, correct?
In Wisconsin, you can register in advance of the election online or by mail up until October 19th. After that, you can register on Election Day, or in the in-between times, you can also register with your clerk in person.
And what do you need to register to vote in Wisconsin?
In order to register to vote in Wisconsin, you need to be able to prove your residency. So essentially prove your address. So if your Wisconsin driver's license is up to date and has your current address on it, you can use that to register to vote. You can also use a utility bill, a bank statement, a credit card statement, a pay stub, if they have your current address on them. There's a larger list that can be found from the Wisconsin Elections Commission of documents that can be used to register to vote. I will also say you can use a letter from a government agency. So if the city has sent you a ticket or a parking violation and it has your address on it, you can even use that to register to vote.
That's Anjali Bassine, Civic Engagement Director of the Wisconsin Conservation Voices. Also joining us, Shantae Nelson, who is the co-director of States for All Voting is Local. And we invite you to the conversation. If you still have questions about Election Day and your ballot and how you can get it cast, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Shantae, you work with a statewide coalition that's training some poll workers and observers. How prepared are they to deal with what come what may on Election Day?
So one of our partners within the coalition really takes the lead on that. And we are working very diligently, as we have done, every election prior to this, to ensure that poll workers are that they're recruited, that they're trained. They are trained by the clerk's office. They go through the standard training that is required at the state level. I think it's 2 hours of training for poll workers to serve per election cycle. I can't remember. It's like a long time ago when I served as a poll worker. But yes, they do obtain that training. And we are always asking individuals to engage, right? So if you're listening and you're an individual and you're interested in maybe serving as a poll worker, I invite you to sign up as a poll worker. There's still time to do so. In some municipalities, there's voting all the way up, early voting, I should say, in-person early voting that happens happens through from yesterday all the way up through the Sunday before election. And so then, of course, on election day, there's always a help and a need for help, I should say, for those to serve as poll workers.
I have an email here from Nick, who emailed us ideas@WPR.org to ask if the witness for absentee voting has to be a resident of Wisconsin, or can the witness be from another state?
It is my understanding, and Anjali, correct me if I'm wrong, that the witness does have to be a resident of Wisconsin in order to witness that ballot.
Anjali?
I would have to look that one up.
Okay. Ann called but couldn't stay with us. She says that if an adult's in a shelter in Wisconsin, they just need a letter from the shelter. So if somebody is sheltered in Wisconsin, would a letter from that shelter suffice?
Yes. As well as for people, for those who are homeless. If someone is homeless, there is a process by which they could use the nearest street that by where they are homeless, and they can also maybe go to a shelter and obtain a letter for proof of residency as well.
Anjali, Wisconsin Native Vote is a program of Wisconsin Conservation Voices where you are the Civic Engagement Director. On Friday, the program hosted a gathering of Native people at the Indian Health Center in Milwaukee. What was the significance of that event?
We were really excited about that event. This year, we have an urban Native organizer for the first time in the program's history, and we were really looking at being able to, we had Christopher Sweet, who's a Ho-Chunk artist, create a mural focused on the seventh generation and that the concept of being able to vote for voting and tying it to the Native concept of the seven generations and sustainability and thinking forward to the future. And so we were very, very excited about that and to be able to work in collaboration with many of the tribes and Native artists. And to, you know, I really want to recognize our Native Vote team for all of their work and effort on that.
We are out of time, but Anjali and Shantae, I thank you both so much for sharing your work with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Anjali Basin is Civic Engagement Director for the Wisconsin Conservation Voices. Shantae Nelson is a strategist with a voting-focused nonpartisan group, All Voting is Local. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.